you're going to come see yourself in the youth. Now I rejoice in what I'm suffering for you, and I still help in my flesh what is so lucky to be regarded to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the truth. I've become a servant by the commitment God gave me to present to you the word of God in the ministry that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ, the truth. He is the one we proclaim, and what is he teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.
everybody would speak this way. There's nothing in this world that you can do. Always be there. You will always be there. Because I know. Man, I wish I was perfect. I wish I had a little cloud that I walked in. Never thank myself. Never thank you. I need you. Did you see the audience? I thought the old God is God. there is something you that listens, and you that listen to is not me. It is Jesus Christ that now lives in me. What does that mean that I crucify myself? It does not mean that I live a life of self-rejection, because the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, you are God's. It doesn't mean that I hate my God because the cup is pretty much something. It doesn't mean that I become a door which is wide and everyone can get out. It doesn't mean that I do not live up to the let me go without a few hours. If you get to God, it's creative. It's your life. I don't know what this thing is about, but I get rid of that. Because it's all ego. What does the old ego do? The old ego wants my way. Me. The old ego wants to be in control of everything. The old ego wants to take God to everyone's life. Because what is the greatest? What is that kind of thought any of us have to self the question? Because all I have to ask myself that question is, and I have to cry before God. Because all that is about this truth. And this thing is a broken. And it's all about me. When I take God in my life, I have to take the next step to everyone else. I want to take it all over and stay with you. We need to affirm this idea that we are received in Christ as a free form to the church of Jesus Christ. We need to affirm this idea that we are saved and that we are saved. Let me take you to the basement as we begin. And I just want to say last week, I took you to 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, right? It took me to 2 Corinthians, listening to the idea of this first. Now, let me read to you the message because, again, I love the way that you do it. How do we look inside?
and what we see is that anyone who is united to the Messiah, with Jesus, gets his head stuck. He's created brand new. The old life is gone. But now look at this, I love this. New life. There's look at yourself and say, look at the new life that's in me. Come on. That old me. Who I am, I'm not going to allow that old me to come back into my life and touch my life. Can you put this butterfly and who sent it to the butterfly? Tell me, butterfly, who are you? Do you think the butterfly is going to say to you, I'm just a worthless man? You will see it like this. So when you can see it, before you start your day, before you go by the city, no, you don't buy the store, before you just to watch your unload, you go on your knees and you say, what day is coming up? With all of this business, that I know this is a true day, and I need to be committed to it. I want you to take this meeting, and I want to surrender it to you today, when I go to work, so it doesn't be disrupted. When I talk to my wife and my kids, so it doesn't happen, to be good Lord, I want you. I live it. It's a tournament. But I live it. And I think it's the education of my field. And I hope it has come from the next church tomorrow. And I always took what I want to do. I think it's a big thing. The practical stuff might be ideal for you. Maybe, as I love my kids, if I know that I have to say this, and I say, the fact is, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm so hard to get it. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it. I can let it go. Whatever that will hold in process, because he is the one who has power and authority over all. Did he not say that in verse 17? He has authority over all of that. Because all you want me to be, and don't worry about all this stuff. Which is true. Thank you.